Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Thank you.
Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ganaya Kiri Govardhan, Kiri Govardhan, Kiri Govardhan. Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan. Jaya Radha, Shyam Sundara, Radha Shyam Sundara. Radha Shyam Sundara Radhe, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jila Prabhupada. My dear devotees and dear most devotee of who has graced our association with your very kind visit today, for the pleasure of all of us, we will try to do something which needs all your good wishes. We will try to bind in a Leela Katha the Govardhan retreat together with the Japa retreat. With his own mouth, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared that he appeared due to two personalities only. My dear devotees, from my heart I tell you, it was due to the prayers of Advaita Acharya and due to the innermost request of Haridas Thakur that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world. If you asked what is the essential teachings of Mahaprabhu, you will arrive at three doctrinal points which were all personified by the life of Haridas Thakur. Oh, Naam Ruchi, the taste in the chanting of the holy name, that was very much visible in Haridas Thakur. Jiva Daya, mercy for the fallen Jivas, even his persecutors who tried to kill him, that was also visible. And Vaishnava Seva, could there be any Vaishnava Seva more deep than encouraging the Vaishnava with one's example? To relish the chanting of the holy name as one's foremost activity. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said one day to Haridas Thakur, Haridas, I do not see any possibility for the deliverance of the living entities. That is my great unhappiness. Haridas was such a devotee that he could even take away that anxiety from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, "My Lord, don't remain in anxiety. The holy name, even when chanted in Namabhas, can and deliver one and all. And then, my Lord, when the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is performed all over the world by those who follow in your footsteps, all the living entities, both moving and non-moving, dance in ecstatic love. No need to be in anxiety, my Lord. The holy name and those who spread it take that anxiety away from you. Then Haridas Thakur said something very confidential. He said, "My Lord, when you came as Ram, you took everyone from this universe and brought them to the spiritual world. Same thing happened when you came as Krishna. And now you are emptying out the universe by your present appearance." Haridas Thakur is Namacharya, the great teacher of chanting the holy name. Mahaprabhu pronounced a blessing for all times. He said anyone who has even a slight relationship to Haridas Thakur will be heard by him and will obtain love of God. Therefore, devotees, rise your arms in the sky and repeat in a soft voice, because we have a very dear devotee who should not be frightened by your loud voice amongst us. Jaya Jaya Haridasa. Jaya Jaya Haridasa. Jaya Haridasa. Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur.
My dear devotees, anyone who hears the story of Haridas will attain Krishna Prema. Part of this reason is that Haridas is known in the history for overcoming all obstacles in the chanting by what is called Nam Avesha, absorption in the holy name. You all know how he overcame the obstacle created by Ramachandra Khan. You all very much know how he overcame the obstacle created by physical beating in 24 marketplaces. But do you know how he overcame the obstacle by the personified illusory energy, Maya Devi? In today's Leela Kirtan, we will hear this most amazing story, and it is said that anyone who listens to this attentively will get faith in the holy name.
Hare 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 Rama.
My words are powerless. My heart is dry and my speech is material. But even ordinary well water, when washing the deity form of the Lord, becomes Charanamrita and is eagerly accepted by learned Vaishnavas. In the same way, please accept these ordinary words which come from my mouth, which glorify the most wonderful Leela of Haridas Thakur's overcoming Maya herself, the illusory energy. Please accept these words which have washed over this Leela and become full of meaning. After Haridas had been tested and tried in so many ways, the time came for the ultimate temptress. Maya. Maya Devi personally appeared at the banks of the Ganga in Fuliagram, but Haridas Thakur had his humble dwelling enchanted. He sat at the mouth of the cave. There was full moonlight, which reflected in the dazzling waves of Mother Ganga. It was a warm atmosphere, which became all of a sudden transformed. A different light, different than that of the light of the moon, began to spread, and look and behold, there came a woman with a body so bright, who had the hue of yellow light, not cooling, silvery moonlight, yellow light. The scent of her body perfumed all the directions, and the tinkling sound produced from her ankle bells started the ears. As she approached the mouth of the cave where Haridas sat chanting, she noticed the sacred Tulasi plant and offered obeisances. Then, as Haridas Thakur chanted on, she sat next to him and began to exhibit various feminine postures, which even the greatest philosopher would not have been to resist. Haridas remained unmoved, submerged in the greater ocean of beauty, submerged in the chanting and the experience of Nama Rasa. Finally, the woman began to speak and said, I have come here with a desire to be united with you. Please fulfill it. Haridas said, good lady, I have my vow to complete this chanting of my rounds. When it's done, I'm ready. He chanted until the sun rose. The lady excused herself and said, I come back in the evening. This repeated itself for 3 days, and finally the woman said, Haridas, for 3 days I have come, expecting you to fulfill my desires. You have cheated me. But let me introduce myself. I am the illusory energy who has come here to destroy your vow. Previously, I have captivated the mind of even Brahma, not to speak of others. Your mind alone has resisted my charms. I can conclude from this that you are the foremost of the devotees. Simply by seeing you and hearing you, my consciousness has become purified. And then Maya Devi spoke more. She spoke and spoke and finally came to her real request. She said, there is a flood of true love of God due to the incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This flood flows everywhere, Only I have not yet been captured. You must know, I am already once initiated by Lord Shiva to chant the name of Rama. But I have seen that this chanting of Rama only brings one up to the state of liberation from material existence. It's difficult to develop Ram Bhakti by this. But by the chanting of Krishna's name, one can get love of God. Could you please initiate me into the chanting of Krishna's name? I beg you. Haridas did so. Later, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initiated Maya a third time. Do you know into which name? Gauranga! Gauranga!
Gauranga!
Gauranga!
Gauranga!
So Maya is also a devotee? Three initiations? Very qualified. Don't think she won't come to the Govardhan retreat this evening. My dear devotees, listen further why you should have faith in the chanting of the holy name. Did you know that Brahma came to participate in the performance of the Sankirtan movement? Did you know that Shiva came, the four Kumaras, Narada, Prahlad? They all came disguised as humans, as did Lakshmi. What is the wonder then if the maidservant of Krishna, Maya Devi, has also come and begged for love of Godhead through the holy names? My dear devotees, know that the mercy of the devotees and the chanting of the holy name alone can produce love in all of Maya Devi's subjects. Maya Devi herself, the powerful illusory temptress and the great curtain drawer, has received the mercy of a devotee and started chanting the holy name and attained love of God. But mindless chanting will not do. Therefore, let us chant here with great heart before we go to another Leela, the Leela of Giriraj. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama We will now try to enter into one of the secrets which we heard, one secret of bhajan. Prabhupada has explained why Haridas Thakur could be successful over Maya's allurements. He said, however, because Haridas Thakur was always thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and was always busy satisfying the senses of the Lord, this process alone saved him from all the captivation of Maya. When we chant, we want to become absorbed in the chanting. That means ultimately to become absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. And chant the holy name. Many of us visited the Kapanya Panjika seminar and we heard about approaching Krishna through seva. You are invited now to do a seva meditation following the guidelines of Narottam Das Thakur. You could close your eyes and just listen. Try to enter into the most beautiful description of doing service in Vrindavan Dham. When will I scatter red lotus petals before the charming youthful divine couple, whose lotus faces are nicely decorated with curling locks of hair and who appear like a dark emerald accompanied by glittering gold? O Radha, Queen of my life, when will you place your merciful glance upon me? When, directly hearing the orders from you and Lord Krishna, will I bring you various flowers and different kinds of sweets? Oh, when will I anoint the divine couple with tilak markings made of musk and red sindura? When will I anoint their bodies with sandalwood paste? When will I string a garland of jasmine flowers for them and then have to flee from the swarm of bumblebees eager to claim the honey of those flowers? Make haste, these bumblebees are very eager. When, on Lalita's order, will I gently fan the divine couple, banishing the perspiration from their transcendent bodies? Oh, when will I see the divine couple, my heart filled with spiritual bliss? My dear devotees, this was a meditation on a song and also on some coughing. We will now, for the end, hear something about Krishna in Vrindavan. When you have coughing, deep inhalation and deep exhalation might pacify it. Hare Krishna. Radha and Krishna were sitting on a wonderful throne, surrounded by the Sakis, who all served them in their own special ways. Some threw flower petals, others made the best of music, others handed betel nuts and sweets. And there were those who were ready to hear any hint or any command. The Vrindavan breezes carried the aroma of jasmine flowers, intoxicating the humming bees. Parrots chirped joyfully, carrying messages back and forth, and the whole atmosphere pulsated with the divine radiance emanating from Radha and Krishna's transcendental personalities. Like always, this wonderful scene attracted the best of bumblebees, who flew to Radharani's lotus feet to savor the divine atmosphere. When the bee flew higher, it caught the scent of Srimati Radharani's breath, a scent reminiscent of lotus flowers. Srimati Radharani started to become disturbed by the bees hovering and tried to shoo it away. But the bumblebee continued to seek the nectar. Lord Krishna watched all this and called to his friend Madhu Mangal. "Hey Madhu, please chase this disturbing bee away from my beloved." Madhu Mangal immediately took up a stick and shook it vigorously in the direction of the bee, finally chasing the bumblebee away until it disappeared into the thick forest. When Madhu Mangal returned, he triumphantly exclaimed, "I have chased Madhusudan away. He will not return." My dear devotees, who are the best of knowers of the Sanskrit language, the word Madhusudan can refer to a bumblebee, but it also is one of Lord Krishna's name. Do you know that Krishna is called Madhusudan because he has the same colors on his body like the bumblebee? The bumblebee is a mixture of black and yellow. So Krishna also has a dark cloud-like complexion and a brilliant yellow dhoti. And just as a bumblebee is so much attracted to the pollen in the heart of a lotus flower, so the Madhusudan Krishna is highly attracted to the love of his dear devotees, which is stored in the innermost core of their hearts, which is kept private there. Now when Srimati Radharani heard Madhu Mangal's words, she took them to mean that Krishna had left and would never return again. Although she was sitting next to her beloved, she was instantly overcome with a specific type of love called prema vaichitya. Due to the bewilderment of love, she felt, however, only his absence. The result was catastrophic. Srimati Radharani fainted, and as she entered deeper and deeper states of unconsciousness, everyone in Vrindavan began to grieve. Animals fell to the ground, and trees and vines were so overcome by her sorrow that their twigs and leaves dried out. Sakis, who had been busy singing, dancing, or playing musical instruments to entertain the divine couple, lost all their consciousness. Finally, even Lord Krishna collapsed. This was a serious crisis. The Lord of all that is and everyone had lost. Hare Krishna. Savaboma, I can totally understand the electrical system. If Krishna lost his consciousness, how can the electrical system remain its sparkle. Oh, it came back. This is a non-devotee electrical system. What to do? Shrimati Radharani had lost her consciousness. Krishna had lost her consciousness. And all of Vrindavan was in an unconscious state. Fortunately, there were two very intelligent parrots, the best of parrots, who were sitting nearby. One belonged to Lord Krishna and the other to Shrimati Radharani. They knew what to do. They flew quickly to the side of the divine couple and together began to chant their holy names. Jai Sri Radhe, Hari Hari, and so on. Krishna was the first to awake, and he looked at Radha. He was amazed to see that her eyes were releasing such a steady stream of loving tears that the tears were creating a pond. Krishna was even more moved when he saw how much love Shrimati Radharani had in her heart for him, even when she was unconscious. Overwhelmed with divine emotions, he also began to cry, a steady stream of tears. These tears mixed with Radharani's tears and began to fill and widen the pond. This pond became Prema Sarova, the pond of love. Seeing Shrimati Radharani, Krishna could understand that there is no higher state of love. Anuraga, a very, very exalted state of divine love, has one amazing aspect called Prema Vaichitya. It occurs when a lover thinks the beloved is absent, even when the beloved is present. The ecstasy of love makes the mind swim in a boundless ocean of rasa, whose high waves toss back and forth. Now, while Krishna, and listen very carefully, so now you know the pastime, but now comes something which is important for you, especially at the end of the retreat. Important is everything, I mean to say, which makes a point. While Krishna looked at Radharani, who was slowly regaining consciousness, he knew that in order to increase her love to even a higher level, he would have to leave Vrindavan. Yes, he would have to go away. The very next day, he would go to Mathura on Akrura's chariot. Why? Why is Krishna going away? Why? This question is a very important question. Now you have done your Govardhan retreat and some of you your Japa retreat. You feel closer to Krishna. There will be times when you feel more of a distance to Krishna. And you will ask this question, but why? Why? Listen carefully to the explanation which Srila Prabhupada has given to this question. This explanation will be a friend to you in times when you need help This explanation will comfort you. It will give you an answer why your heart is sometimes dry. And you will see that the dryness of your heart becomes transformed into something which incites you to go further in your Krishna consciousness. Therefore, listen carefully. It is coming in the Krishna book, chapter 32. There Krishna speaks to the gopis. You must know that sometimes I do not reciprocate my devotees' dealings with me. My devotees are very much attached to me, but sometimes I do not reciprocate their feelings properly. Why? In order to increase their love for me more and more. If I can very easily be approached by them, my devotees might think, "Oh, Krishna is so easily available." So sometimes I do not respond. I remain silent. Then Krishna gives the gopis an example. If a person has no money, but after some time accumulates some wealth, and then loses it, he will think of the lost property 24 hours a day. Similarly, in order to increase the love of my devotees, sometimes I appear to be lost to them. But instead of forgetting me, they feel their loving sentiments for me increase. My dear friends, do not think for a moment that I have been dealing with you as I do with ordinary devotees. I know what you are. You have forsaken all kinds of social and religious obligations. You have given up all connection. Without caring for social convention and religious obligation, you have come to me and loved me, and I am so much obliged to you that I cannot treat you as ordinary devotees. Do not think that I was away from you. I was near to you. I was simply seeing how much you were anxious for me in my absence. How do you become Krishna conscious? It's not, the quotation has ended. How do you become Krishna conscious? By your desire. How do we become Krishna conscious? Srila Prabhupada was asked. By your eagerness. Eagerness is a stronger form of desire. And another time, as the waves of the Pacific Ocean rolled on the beach of Honolulu in Hawaii, Prabhupada was again asked, "But Prabhupada, how do we become Krishna conscious?" He said, "By your anxiety." The problem is now you have anxiety for your own life. You should have anxiety for Krishna, like Yashoda, who was simply anxious for Krishna. My dear devotees, Krishna will increase our desires to the point of eagerness, to the final boiling point of anxiety for Him. And He will do this by sometimes disappearing so that we simply yearn for Him. At that time, my dear devotees, take strength from your experiences at the Govardhan retreat or at your visit to the Holy Dham in general. Remember how it was when the sun rose over Giriraj. Remember what you spoke with your devotee friends. Remember what you heard from older devotees. And you will immediately set your mind back on course, on the course of searching for Krishna in your life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, please put the microphone. It is with a... I really don't know how to ex- express it. We have amongst us one of the devotees who have received so much affection from Srila Prabhupada and who has formed our movement in so many ways, by example, by preaching, and by his very nice books. So I'm too afraid and shy, so I will not say much, but you all know, of course, Giriraj Maharaj, we have heard many, we have hoped that he would come, and by his kindness, Maharaj has just reached the Govardhan retreat when it was exiting the time space. He's just reached it, and now we request him to say a few words of encouragement and inspiration to us. So please put the microphone. This one is the microphone. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Atitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. You all are very fortunate to have been able to join the Govardhan retreat and the Japa retreat at Varshana. I myself had hoped to participate more, but I learned how difficult it can be under certain circumstances, and so I know how fortunate you are and how blessed you are, not only to have been at the feet of Giri Govardhan and at Varshana, amidst the chanting of the holy names and glories of the Lord, but in particular in the association of His Holiness Sachinandan Swami, His Grace Purijan Prabhu, Her Grace Jagatarini Mataji, and all of you. I suppose, well, Srila Prabhupada said that each devotee has his own individual realization of Krishna consciousness. And I suppose our realizations mature, or different aspects of Krishna consciousness become more important to us at different times. I met one of the devotees at the retreat earlier today, and he said that Srila Prabhupada had said, work now, samadhi later. But that he had been working for the last 30 years in devotional service, and it was later. He felt it was time for this type of focus on hearing and chanting and remembering Krishna. But then again, our service to the devotees, to the mission, and our relishing of hearing and chanting about Krishna are complementary. Many of our more advanced God brothers have also commented that by coming to Vrindavan, coming to Govardhan, they get inspiration to preach. But that if they were to shift the balance too much in favor of spending time in the Dham, they wouldn't be able to go as deep. And by going back into the field and preaching and serving, they get more realizations, and in some cases they can even enter more deeply in some other part of the world, some distance geographically from Vrindavan. I had a very small experience as a new devotee. When we first arrived in India, Srila Prabhupada, you know, was very eager to establish the movement. Visiting holy places was not a priority at all, although Srila Prabhupada did want to get a place in Vrindavan and a place in Mayapur where devotees could come and associate and hear and chant and remember Krishna and then go back. I remember one year in Mayapur, one of our God brothers on a morning walk exclaimed to Srila Prabhupada in the most enthusiastic mood, how wonderful Mayapur was. Sort of, I don't know if he directly said it, but certainly hinting that he would like to stay in Mayapur. And Srila Prabhupada replied, you must make the whole world Mayapur. My own little experience as a new devotee, you might have heard the story or read about the story in Prabhupada Lilamrita, but a group of us were on a train with Srila Prabhupada traveling from Amritsar to Bombay, and the train stopped at the Delhi station for 2 hours, and while at the station, a gentleman who had been corresponding with Srila Prabhupada when he was in America, this was the first time Srila Prabhupada had come back to India, really since he had begun the movement, other than that one time when he was sick. So the gentleman, Mr. Gupta, came to the station to meet Srila Prabhupada, and he asked Srila Prabhupada to have some disciples get down in Delhi, just on the spot. So Srila Prabhupada called Gurudas Prabhu and explained the situation and said, I'd like you and Yamuna to get down and see what you can do. And Gurudas asked for some other devotees, so I and Gopal Das and Bhakta Bruce, who is now Banu Swami, got down. And while we were there, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter asking Gurudas to go to Vrindavan. I believe he had heard that the property at Keshigat was available and he wanted us to look into acquiring it. So he sent Gurudas, and Gurudas was supposed to come back within a certain specified period, but he didn't come back. So some days passed. We thought maybe we better go and find him. So the rest of us from Delhi, we went to Vrindavan the first time. And it was a wonderful experience. No doubt it was a wonderful experience. It was almost as if you could not exactly hear, but sense, like Krishna and the cowherd boys and the calves. And it was a wonderful experience. And Vrindavan has its own sense of time. You may have the idea of just coming very quickly and finishing your work and going, but Vrindavan can keep you longer. And that's what happened to Gurudas, and that's what happened to all of us. In fact, one of the local devotees was like laughing how Gurudas had planned to come for a day and a half and find out about the property and go back, and he got transcendentally stuck in Vrindavan. And we also followed. So that was my first experience. We stayed a few days. And then later, I was in Calcutta preaching, and I fell quite ill, and I just couldn't recover in the temple. So I went to stay with a life member, C.L. Bajoria, who had a large house. Very pious man, very good man. And it just so happened that I was there on Janmashtami. And I was so upset. I mean, this was practically the first time I'd ever been, like, slept outside of a temple since I joined. And not to be with the devotees on Janmashtami was just terrible. I just didn't know what to do. So I just spent the day chanting japa. I didn't have any idea to chant a certain number of rounds. I was just chanting. And, you know, after a while I was up in the 50s. And I think it was when I got in the range of the 50s, I had a surprising experience. I had the same feeling that I had when I was in Vrindavan. Right there in, you know, Mr. Bajoria's guest room in Alipur. And then I realized that, yes, one can have the same experience of Vrindavan anywhere if one is able. And of course, I was chanting a lot of rounds, and I suppose there was a mood of desperation or helplessness, or there was some some intensity to it as a new devotee. And it was so vivid, you know, maybe around round number 58 or something. It was like Vrindavan, that same feeling I had in Vrindavan, I experienced in the room there. And in one talk, Srila Prabhupada commented that just as Krishna is all-pervading, Vrindavan is also all-pervading. And I experienced that by the mercy of the holy name. But Vrindavan is a very special place, as you've all experienced. Some of you are fortunate to spend much of the year here. Some of you just come once a year. Some may come, it may be the first time in a number of years. But there's an incomparable sweetness to Vrindavan, which is enhanced in the association of devotees and hearing and chanting offenselessly the holy name and glories of Krishna. And I also feel fortunate that I could get in just at the very end. and share this time with you, hear the beautiful kirtan and descriptions and instructions. And I wish you all the best in the year to come and years to come. I also hope you'll pray for me, that I can stay in the association of devotees and spend the right amount of time in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Giri Govardhan ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi.
Thank you very much.